the FCC? That's the question.
Fordop's already nervous. We're starting to show.
That's why I don't want to get fined or kicked off of radio stations.
Yeah.
Meow. Oh, who's doing the intro? I guess I'll do the intro. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Furry Studios. We alter your locus release by warming your synapses with rejuvenated radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep the sinful estates out of your head. Can you feel it? Michael W. Dean and James Weeks the second.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yes, yeah. And this is Jim Jesus, and the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. And not the kind of actor, not the kind of state actors that were at the SAG Awards making crazy faces.
You know, all these liberals are like a year ago were saying we had to get rid of our guns, but they're saying that the current administration is currently Hitler. They're going to be buying guns. That's this case.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how all the liberals are acting like libertarians now. They're looking to federalism and secession and gun. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Unfortunately, as soon as they reelect their dear leader, of course, it's all going to kind of go backwards again. But yeah.
Well, their next dear leader is going to try like, okay, we'll show you, and they're going to like, you know, as some like Democrat adding like 20 executive orders in the first week, including outlawing guns, I'm sure. But, you know, some federal judge, probably one of the ones that Trump didn't elect, will probably put a moratorium on it until it can go to the Supreme Court. And, you know, really the only thing I care about, stop breathing. I can hear you breathing. Really the only thing I care about with who's president is who they put on the Supreme Court. That's the only thing that really affects your life. Long term, probably, unless you're an immigrant.
Yeah, he just nominated the new Supreme Court justice, and it's kind of interesting because I'm seeing a lot of people that are definitely not on the conservative side of the libertarian spectrum, and I mean spectrum and like autism, but yeah. They're definitely not on that side of it, and even they are kind of like, this is not bad.
I like him as things go.
I don't know much about him. I just heard
the only
about
thing
him,
I so. Really don't like much about him is that it's hard for me to get to Wikipedia right now because Cashin Newman was over here. There, my desk looks like Tony Montana was here, but everything green instead of white, whatever that means. I guess the lizard people were over here, Captain Kratom or something. But yeah, so let me try to get to Wikipedia to this. So I was almost late getting on. We usually get on at 10 of, which is 16 minutes before we go live. We do it so we can sound check and joke around and talk about what we're going to talk about. And I got on at like the top of the hour, like 6 minutes before we go on. I was 10 minutes late. It was like I was watching this great documentary called Stretch and Bobbito, Radio That Changed Lives on Netflix. Highly recommend it. It's about how these two dorky nerds who ran this college radio station at Columbia University in the early 80s influenced all the hip-hop artists now to get into hip-hop, or a lot of them who lived in New York, because it was like the one station that played hip-hop before all the other ones did, and it was like a tiny station with not much of a transmitter, but their antenna was on top of the World Trade Center, so you could get it far away, but it was like staticky even close because it was like 10 watts or something when it was on top of the Trade Center, so you could get it in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware, but barely. You could barely even get it uptown New York.
Was it powered by a Raspberry Pi?
It was. No, those didn't exist then.
It was a very primitive Raspberry Pi.
I was like, radio. Why do I like radio? I was like, wow, radio. That seems kind of cool. Oh, F word. I'm supposed to be on radio. I do radio. I forgot. Seriously. Not that this show isn't an important part of my life. It is. But I don't know. Cash was over here, and he just, at time stops when Cash Newman's here. I just got to say it. That SOB. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of forget how cool it is to do radio because I'll be talking to people and they're like, oh, so what else do you do? It's like, oh, yeah, I do talk radio. And I kind of roll it off the tongue, like, oh, yeah, my second job's 7-Eleven. They're like, wait, you do talk radio? And I forget, like, oh, yeah, that's actually kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm still waiting for the font the movie about the font Comic Sans to come out. That really needs to be a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was talking the other day so about
Helvetica 2, Comic Sans.
Comic Sans. Comic 2. Comic Sans 2, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, I was listening to the show the other night today where I was talking about the beautiful people, and we were talking about this story from Chevy Chase, Maryland, about the city council suing people. And I was talking about like how I the only really beautiful people I've ever known who weren't like rock stars that I met briefly, or Robert Downey Jr., who's like, is he really the beautiful people? I mean, he's cool as heck, but he's like, and he's a millionaire and he's an A-list movie star. But you know, if you've been arrested with a pistol in your car on Pacific Coast Highway, and you tell the road dog cops that you have the pistol for shooting the rats that they can't see in your car, are you really the beautiful people? I think you're more one of us then. But so I was talking about like the beautiful people. You know, we make fun of iPhone users. Stop. What are you doing? I can hear that. You stirring your Frank there? Your Kratom smoothie? Kratom and no, you're one of the beautiful people in the New World Order. You have a Kratom and stem cell smoothie, don't you? Makes you live longer. Stem cells of children.
Kratom enema.
Oh, man. Did you really go there? Yeah, people should go get our app. Pocket Alibi. So they can do things like this.
Oh no, it's there's frothy. A cat in here.
And
cuck.
And
cuck.
And
now a word from our sponsor, colloidal uranium enemas to keep away the New World Order.
I think I overdid the Texan accent on that one, but
I don't know what that is.
Nice. Nice. Back at you. So I was talking about I lived in Chevy Chase, Maryland. It's one of the richest towns in America.
Did you say Chevy Chase?
Yes, Maryland? Like the actor. The actor's named after the town.
Oh, okay.
Or it's his, you know, stage name, named after the town, I think. But
you're triggering me.
I was talking about like this friend of mine I used to stay with there until his dad kicked me out of the house and then I was homeless. I went from living in a literal mansion to living in a rat infested like empty factory in Georgetown, D.C. And then when winter came, I got a job. I was like, okay, it's kind of cute being a homeless punk rocker in D.C., but it's not going to be so cute when it's winter in D.C. So I got a job, but I actually got a job and saved up a little money and then got an apartment. And one of my roommates was taken away by federal agents one day because he told his psychiatrist that he had to go kill the president because the president was inserting ideas in his mind through the television. And that's the second person I've known in my life. There was a cook at Church Farm School who was a former Navy guy who was like, I'm going to kill the president. And like, you
did
know,
did you say that he was a
cook?
Is that what you said? Okay.
No, cook. He was a cook. and this was like a cartoon. He was like a 60-year-old, like gray-haired, slick-back, skinny dude with messed up Navy tattoos you could barely see from the Vietnam War. And he would smoke a cigarette while stirring big pots of our food. And I worked in the kitchen, and I've seen ashes fall from this guy's cigarette into our food. But anyway, so my friend Bo,
delicious,
my friend Bo, I was talking about like
that's a little nitrous to it.
The actual real beautiful people I've met, this whole family, like Bo is now a Wall Street attorney. His sister wrote Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. His brother was an editor at Rolling Stone magazine. Like the whole town did beautiful. The whole family was beautiful people, and they were all physically beautiful and really smart and really like mentally healthy and together and just like. I brought my girlfriend over for dinner at their house one time. She's like, later was like, what? I didn't know people like this existed except on TV. This is so weird. Like she'd grown up in a trailer park with an abusive alcoholic father and an absent mother. And, but I forgot this one thing of how beautiful these beautiful people are. They went to Sidwell School. I went and visited them there sometimes. You know what? Why Sidwell School is famous? Now,
no.
It wasn't then. It's where Sasha and Malia Obama went. That's some beautiful people. And so, yeah, I'll bet they use iPhones. No, I don't know. I was just talking about that town. I was talking about that town because we had a news piece about it. You know, I was thinking about how, like, when I was, have you ever been in a subculture where there's people that everyone just knows by their first name? I've been in two or three subcultures where there's, like, the same names carry over. Like, if we say Ian, who are we talking about?
Ian Freeman.
Yeah, Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live.
Or if it's you, it's Ian MacKay from...
Right. When I was in D.C. in the punk rock scene, if someone said Ian, they meant Ian MacKay. No one ever said his last name. Everyone knew who you meant. It was like Cher or, you know, Sting. But, and then there was Milo, too. Like, Milo, if I say Milo now, who am I talking about?
Meonopolis.
Yeah, but then it was the
feminism
singer,
is cancer.
It was the singer in the band The Descendants. They did a band called Milo Goes to College. You know, like you said, Milo, people knew who it was. So
that was a great album.
It was a great album, and that kind of
parents. Why won't they shut up?
It really influenced a lot of music.
That could describe the current Milo too.
Is he going to college? Oh, he goes and speaks at college.
Yeah.
Totally shut down.
Someone make that meme, please.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know what that is. I have it up already.
Does this app make me look fat?
Sorry. What?
Oh, here it is. I found it.
Go ahead.
I don't know what that is.
Did I do it right?
I don't know what that is.
I have a feeling that...
try to sound like Marge Simpson in that one.
I don't know what that is.
Just give it a while, and Michael Dean's going to stop talking on the radio, and he's just going to turn into Fred from Howard Stern and just play sound clips all the time.
Yeah, well, that could be a job. There's also laughter on here, too.
It is a job.
You guys don't laugh at my jokes. I'll use the laugh track on here. Oh, here it is. Small, creepy group laughing. It was actually... I recorded all of you individually laughing and then put it together, and it just sounded creepy to me, so I called it Small Creepy Group Laughing. I think Miller makes it the creepiest. We'll talk about your impersonation here when we get back.
We're going to the market now. And we're out.
All right.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
When the final element is released, it's not because I need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Guns and Weed, Buy Sheep for Sheep on Jeep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, gotta collect them all.
You don't know about the toothbrushes?
How is that related to Max Stirner?
Oh, it's a joke. You know how in debates between like socialists and capitalists, the capitalists will always say, "Oh, you're anti-private property. What about my toothbrush?" It always comes back to that. So that's where the toothbrushes come in with Max Stirner.
Okay. So now the joke makes sense. I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about toothbrushes during debates.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Wow.
You don't get into enough personal property versus private property debates, apparently.
No. not really.
But it always boils down to my toothbrush.
it's the mob roads for libertarians, I guess.
Yeah, it is the mob roads for libertarians. My toothbrush. Because a toothbrush is the exact same thing as a factory.
Yeah, I don't know how many goods that I've made with my toothbrush.
You got to expropriate the means of dental hygiene.
Yeah, like, nice.
Yeah, I don't buy into the whole left anarchist thing at all. But I when I do see libertarians kind of like going, "Well, property, what are you going to take my car?" It's like, no.
Like, there's better arguments against this stuff. Glorious execution.
Exactly.
That was a terrible idea with glorious execution.
Exactly.
Says left anarchist MK Lords.
Yeah.
Oh, anarchist without.
I wouldn't go so far.
Adjective, sorry, like James.
I wouldn't go so far as call her left libertarian. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, why not?
For MK Lords, I don't think that's entirely accurate.
I think she might have used that, but I won't say it because I don't want to speak for her. But she definitely said anarchist without adjectives, which James also says.
Yep. It's the best. But yeah, left anarchist means something entirely different than a lot of right anarchists like to say it does. Like Samuel Konkin, for example, identified himself as left libertarian.
Yeah, and I think he's ridiculous.
And
well, he was insane. He was insane, but he had one good idea. And from what I remember, like the guy was like a crazy like hoarder level filthy person.
He's crazy.
And people who came to my apartment go like, "Oh man, Jim, you could really clean up in here." It was never Konkin bad.
Sorry, wrong one. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. When you go to, I'm sure if you were to clean up his apartment or his house, you'd probably find a cat skeleton or two.
Find a cat skeleton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Ew.
You ever watch that? You ever watch that show, Hoarders? Oh my!
Oh,
the stuff that they find in people's homes. It is.
There's a lot. There's a crazy. CSI. There's a CSI where there's a hoarder lady, and they find like her dead husband under all the newspaper piles in her house, and she thought he ran away.
Oh what? Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Really,
like he was mummified.
Oh, geez. Do you know what the difference between hoarders and American pickers is, though?
Money.
Yeah. Hoarders will come and tell you all this stuff's garbage. You need to throw it out. And American pickers will come and pay you for it and tell you how valuable all your junk is.
The American pickers guy should go tell them it's all junk and get them to throw it out. And $10.
They're doing it all wrong. What if the hoarders are actually pickers and they're just tricking everybody? Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm
getting to throw away all their junk.
I have 16 pieces of silver now. When I get 30, I can sell out our Lord. Actually, the other day I did the maths on my silver collection, which I probably shouldn't talk about on the radio. But, you know, do you really want to break into a house with a guy who's heavily armed at all times and keeps really strange hours and the doorbell doesn't work? I don't think so. And his home, like, all but about 1 hour a week, and it's a different hour every week? No.
And Cash Newman's always hanging out?
And Cash Newman's always out, too. He's crazy, man. He's crazy. I figured out the other day that my silver collection was worth $666, so I bought another piece so I wouldn't go to hell.
But going back, I kind of wanted to... Going back to the anarchists without hyphens, I have issues with that. Well, I'll probably talk about that in the next thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we beefing now.
I'm beefing with Carl Hess.
We beefing now.
Rest in peace.
For educational purposes only.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
What else could explain why so many of them sound like this?
Yeah.
Because I blame it all on anarchism without hyena.
Yeah. You know who's almost like the opposite of that? Like, who is our Milo almost? Is Derek J. Do you hear him last night? He's saying, like, I might be a bad anarchist because I'm just enjoying Trump a little too much. But he's enjoying Trump for the same thing I'm enjoying Trump for, which is just, you know, I don't agree with a lot of stuff he's doing. I agree with a few things he's doing. I don't think there should be kings at all. But if you're, you know, they're fun to watch, but and they can affect your life horribly or greatly. But I'm here for the liberal tears. That's it. I'm loving it.
Well, you know, I had me some delicious.
What?
No. I was going to say, I had me some delicious conservative tears for the last 8 years, but it kind of got old. And I have a feeling that the liberal tears are going to get old, too. But it's delicious now.
I've been posting a lot of stuff on that Lou makes, a lot of memes about how cops are bad, MK. I've been posting that on Punk Rock Libertarians. And, you know, it's getting like 65 to 150 shares. And, you know, like 88 people saying this is horrible and 150 people saying or 300 people saying this is great. But, you know, there's a lot of people like literally someone said to me today, you know, oh, but you hate cops, but you'll be the first to call one, you know, when something goes wrong. I'm thinking like, no, I won't. I call it, you know, if I got burglarized, I'd have to go file a police report for the homeowner's insurance. But, you know, to get my stuff back, I'd probably call a crackhead, pay them $20 to go run up in some houses. Yeah.
It'll be a lot cheaper. And
Yeah.
So what is this? Someone want to like kind of encapsulate what anarchy without hyphens means? So I'm not strawmanning
it. Yeah, James.
Anarchy. James. It means anarchy. Period.
Yeah, but why no hyphens?
Because any hyphen is just adding your personal preference to anarchy.
It's just making it thick, right?
It's not anarchy if you want. You know, you can. It's all the hyphen is your personal preference. You're tacking on to it what you want.
Because anarchy means three different things to three different groups of people. To the common man, it means chaos and violence, which is not what it is. Although, you know. Left anarchists often are into violence as a technique. You know, black bloc breaking storefront windows and starting fires. That's not my anarchy.
Yeah, and if you look at like the anarchy that was going on in like Spain, it was horrible because those were anarcho-syndicalists and anarcho-communists, and those people were going around like assassinating clergy and killing people who were just like it would be like if someone like if they were today going around and killing not like Republican politicians or anything, but actually just people who registered, you know, Republican on their voter thing, going around and killing them like rank and file. That's not cool. And on top of that, the CNT was a government. That was their kind of union, which is not a government. Yeah. Wink, wink. It was a total government. And they also had concentration camps, and they also banned newspapers that weren't being produced by them. It was a de facto also, state.
Also, the whole
authoritarian
like,
too.
Workers of the wankers of the world unite thing. And I got to say, most people that I ever heard sitting around in coffee shops talking about workers of the world united had never, how they need to unite, had never worked a real day in their life. But a lot of people, like that whole workers of the world unite thing is based on something that doesn't really exist so much anymore, which is like, you know, factory-based economies placed in one place in like it was imagined up in a time when you couldn't truck goods 50 miles away, let alone across the world. Like maybe you could railroad them to a big city, but I heard that.
Well, the economy of the United States has changed quite a bit since then.
Yeah.
The whole mode of production has left the United States, basically. We don't really have production
and
here
it's,
anymore.
And it's, you know, like the idea of needing companies is archaic too. Like basically the way most things are done in ad hoc, in information technology, and even when there's a manufacturing component, is, you know, ad hoc people who've often never met each other or sometimes don't even know each other's real names working over the internet and then outsourcing production, you know, to a third world country or to China. I don't know.
That's how I had my BIP Strongs made. I contacted some people in China, and they were like, "Oh, okay, you want some some voodoo ambulance with your podcast logo on it? Like, I'll make it for you."
And an example that even goes more along with what I just said—that's from my life—is the BIPCOT flags, because the design was done by Davy Barker, who I do know his real name. I have met him in person, but you know, we were not in the same location at the same time. He designed it, sent me the logo, and I sent it to somebody in China who prints them. Mm-hmm. So that's it right there. That's the economy. Like, where does the union enter in that? There's nowhere for a union in that, really.
Yeah.
Just gets and on top of like that, government.
Well, that's talking about, you know, you've already eliminated the bosses in that structure, so.
The other thing is, too, a lot of people who are anarchists, anti-fascist, anarcho-communists, or they call themselves the anarchists without hyphens. They say they're the real anarchists and anything else is not the real anarchists, but they are often consider.
Because they have hierarchy.
I mean, yeah, they often consider like a marriage a hierarchy, you know? They consider anything where men are the bosses a hierarchy.
Unless it's BDSM, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if the women are beating the men, it's okay. But their idea of fascism, you know, includes things that are absolutely not fascist, like the free market and having a man as your boss at your job where you go to voluntarily. Or having a boss at a job you go to voluntarily. So,
James, well, that's true.
You're wrong. You're just wrong.
No, I was actually going to agree with you on that. A lot of left wing people have completely over.
His feet stink.
Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of the left wing anarchists have overused fascist so much to the point where it has absolutely no meaning anymore. Yeah. The fact and Nazi and all these kind of words like this, where when you have like literal fascists and Nazis out there and you say something, hey, wait a minute, and people are like, oh no, you cry wolf too long.
Every president of America and, is a fascist because they all want to have some government control. You know, fascism is basically just government control of the free market, whereas socialism or communism, the government owns the means of production. In fascism, there is private industry, but you do not have it if the government.
That's not entirely true. Communism is the end goal of the socialism, which when socialism finally works somehow magically through the state, and communism is the end result when the state finally gets abolished somehow through the magic of Marxists sprinkling pixie dust on everything, and then the state goes away. That's communism, when you have the stateless, classless society. But
you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, so it doesn't work that way. Sorry, people, you can't abolish a state through the state. Same with the alt-righters trying to abolish a state through Trump. It doesn't work that way.
What I got
to
say, though, about this whole conversation?
Oh, we'll settle this argument. Give me license.
Sanders Spooner on the Ouija board? Stat.
You know, why Sanders Spooner was in part of the first international, though?
Yeah, he was a lefty.
He was a lefty. He was a hardcore lefty. He wanted to abolish bosses and wage labor and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Mises was a statist. Was it Mises or Rothbard was a statist, right?
Mises was a statist. Rothbard started off not a statist and turned into a statist. Like, his early stuff is much better than his later stuff.
It was all part of his political strategy, which was an absolute nightmare. It didn't work. Because he tried to court the left, and the left were like, nope.
And the KKK.
And so he realized, okay, I failed. So let's try the paleo conservatives, and maybe we'll try some of these kind of really, you know, the precursor to the alt right people, and he died before you could realize that was an absolute failure too. So now you have all these kind of LVMI people, but a lot of them.
Say what that is.
Yeah, that's the Ludwig von Mises Institute type people like Rockwell, who still kind of try to push this idea, not realizing that Rothbard didn't live long enough to realize it was a failure. And it's not going to work. Libertarians are not going to come through Trump. But no,
let's go back to my place and violate the non-aggression principle on each other.
But it's going to be kind of interesting considering how...
I keep seeing around. I really want to free Rothbard or Mises.
How the means of production is becoming like a consumer level product, like with 3D printers and all that sort of thing coming out now. So, I mean, if I own a 3D printer and I'm making stuff and selling it, is that going to be grounds for physical removal?
My favorite comment on all of this is, I don't know if Davy Barker made this or not, but I always picture that he made it. Have you seen that drawing of like four or five like total leftist anarchists with, you know, stuff on their t-shirts that's, you know, destroy the means of production, capitalism sucks, etc.?
Well, destroy the means of production would be primitivist.
Standing in line to buy t-shirts from somebody who's like, you know, kind of looks like Davy Barker. I think he made it. He should have. Yeah. All right.
If they won't succumb to capitalism, we'll just make them be a part of it. You don't want to agree with it? Okay, come buy my lapel pins.
Yeah. Well, the guy who runs blackbloc.com, who makes the flags for Jim and I, he's a pretty much capitalist. And he's, you know, his the website name is commie, blackbloc.com.
Yeah, kind of panders to anonymous.
Well, Black Bloc's not any sort of particular. It's just a strategy.
I know, but it's embraced largely by communists.
Yeah, and it should be embraced by everyone. It's a great way to get away with crime.
All right. So people don't know what Black Bloc is where a whole crowd of protesters or people wear pretty much all black and cover their face and their eyes. You know, those. That's what those surgical masks are for that we sell, like the Bipcot ones and the Bipcoin ones. Uh-huh. Those are surgical masks for Black Bloc for protests. And it's also a surgical mask because it'll filter out some of the tear gas.
It doesn't work for me because my beard just is all I need much bigger masks than that.
You're supposed to wear them as over your neck, over your lips.
You should make your beard
turn
more
one
luscious.
Into a
make your beard more luscious and tape it over your mouth.
You make one of them into a little groin covering if you tucked.
Yeah, a little loincloth. Do a little loincloth with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're about the size of that thing you wore at C-SPAN. What was that? Bikini bottom.
It's a tuxedo man thong.
Ah, there you go. So let's move on a little bit to...
When we get back from the break, we will.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Steve Miller and James' imitation of him and why it needs to be
Jim.
More vocal
Jim's
fry.
Imitation.
Jim. Yeah.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Danzig was in it. Everything else, into the trash.
I feel like if the singer leaves your band, you should have to. I think it's required by Bipcot law that you should change your name if the singer leaves.
Yeah. Allison Chains.
Dead Kennedys.
Van Halen. But Van Halen was never good.
America?
Yeah.
So tell me about.
I gotta build the cuss dump. Cause I heard this.
Literally vocal fry. Can't even right now.
Vocal fry is when you talk like this. And
talk like this.
You do an imitation.
I am Steve Miller Miller.
Steve Miller Miller.
Vocal Fry Master 9000.
Buku Fry. What's that? Oh, Vocal Fry. I think he said Buku. I thought this was like some Japanese thing kink that he's into. Buku Fry 2000.
So, it's basically when you talk like The Grudge.
The Grudge?
You ever see the movie The Grudge?
No.
Oh, in The Grudge, there's a horror film where there was this creature that would come and get you, and every time that they'd make the noise going, I don't know. It's like you talk like that all the time.
I will point out that just because I am a chef doesn't mean that I'm a fry chef, but I am a vocal fry chef. Get it? Oh,
nice. Am I understanding this correctly, though? Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah. So do your normal
it's
Steve
the
Miller
new
Miller.
Valley Girl.
Do your normal Steve Miller Miller.
I'm Steve Miller Miller. Hi, how's it going? And I am a vocal fry cook at the...
Okay, so I listened to Steve Miller Miller really carefully on the show the other night, and I've decided you don't put enough vocal fry into it, and you don't cover your nostril enough, too. So don't do it yet, but we're going to listen to this piece about vocal fry, and I do have the cuss dump built for it up, so I got it if we need to.
Because young women are running out of oxygen. What else could explain why so many of them sound like this? So cute. So cute. Just kind of like my, motto, motto.
Kim and Chloe just don't get it.
Believe it or not, there's a scientific term for the way a Kardashian speaks, and it's
or Steve.
Fry. It's a low, creaky vibration produced by a fluttering of the vocal cords. Speech pathologists call it a disorder that verges on vocal abuse, and here's what it looks like.
Ew. This looks horrible.
Call it a quirk, a trend, or an epidemic. Vocal fry is everywhere.
I'm not staying here tonight.
The only reason why I'm going is just to, like, network.
A recent study of women in college found that 2/3 of them use this glottalization, which explains why the fry is a sizzling topic in the New York Times.
What's the
even
pun?
For an NPR?
It's a frying topic or it's sizzling topic.
Oh, yeah,
frying,
yeah, yeah.
Get it?
All right. That's I haven't the used the cuss dump in so long. I meant to hit pause on YouTube, and instead I hit the cuss dump. So nobody cuss. Because we have to rebuild it. It's been a
you should
have
let me know so. That you were going to do that, and I probably would have.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, it's like
if you're going to dump, you might as well.
I can't let you know
use.
Ahead of time. I can't let you know ahead of time, or all the bad dudes will cuss.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, hey, have you guys ever bought copper? If you're into buying precious metals, buy copper. It's incredibly cheap and it's beautiful.
I don't want no coppers nickels. In my house.
You just get nickels.
Nickels?
Let's go get a roll of nickels.
No, I'm talking about copper, like copper bars, like a 1 pound copper bar is like $5. And a 1 pound silver bar is like $200.
Copper bullion.
Yeah, copper bullion.
Well, last I checked, a roll, because the roll of nickels have good melt value because they got the copper in it. Last I checked, it was pretty near to, if not just slightly over melt value, when you just went to the bank and got rolls of nickels. I don't know what it is now. I haven't really been tracking it too much, but that was last I checked, like a year or two ago.
Yeah, pennies are worth more too, but I don't think anybody's really melting them down and taking them in. But then pennies are zinc. But it still costs more than that to make them, but not for the metal cost.
No, but nickels are actually worth their weight.
Yeah, if you really want the best way to get the best way to get copper is to do a bunch of meth, then clamp up a telephone wire and cut the copper line.
No. Don't do that. Radio stations. People steal from radio stations a lot.
There was a place in Riverside called K Street. That's what they used to do. It was like, it was a terrible place to be.
Oh, people steal like manhole covers and sell them for metal now. That's dangerous.
Why? Because they're really heavy?
No, because kids will fall in and your car will get in an accident if you hit them. All right, we'll be back and talk more about Steve Allen Miller's voice after this trip to the market.
Are you tired of driving your kids to G.G. Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where G.G. took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the G.G.est place on Earth. G.G. always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to G.G.'s grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find G.G. Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating G.G. Allen's face.
My Nathan explosion isn't working too well anymore.
It's more vocal fry.
More vocal fry.
Have you heard the
brutal?
Have you heard the? There's a video on YouTube. It's like 45 minutes long of Nathan Explosion reading Shakespeare.
No, I need to now.
I mean, he does it in one of the shows for like, you know, a minute. Like he's being paid to do an audiobook of it. He shows him in the studio doing it. And he's
anyways,
like stopping and like mispronouncing stuff and yeah.
Anyways, this is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from 582A Mile Above Sea Level and Collective Prairie Studios. Blah blah blah. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT No Government License. It allows use and reuse by anyone except government. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. How are you guys doing today? Michael W. Dean and James Weeks, and of course,
welcome Wyoming,
Mr. James Jesus.
Second hour.
You called me James. This is unallowed.
And Jim Weeks.
No, we're switching.
Yeah.
Cash me outside.
Oh, that great. I love that turned into a meme. that interview was so terrible. And Dr.
What are you talking about?
Where the "Catch Me Outside" how about a meme comes from?
I don't know what that is.
Oh man, you're so missing Dr. out,
Phil.
You understand that we're on radio and there's people listening who don't even know what a meme is. So you have to be a little less inside baseball here.
Explain I'm pretty things. Sure this is probably probably popular within the people who are listening in rural.
Well, I'm sure they watched Dr. Phil.
Because they watched Dr. Phil, yeah. So yeah. Dr. Phil had this, you know how they do these little talk shows, how they'll have like, oh, my 12-year-old is out of control. They had one of those 12-year-old girl, and she's, you know, she's from the streets, and she tries to talk, you know, all ethnic. I don't know what the word is for that. And she was on Dr. Phil, and she was talking, and everybody was just couldn't understand what the heck she was saying. And she was like, "God, Bob, cash me outside.
Cash me outside. How about that?"
Yeah.
Does that mean she looked, I'll tell you later outside?
No.
No, she means catch me outside. Fight. She wants to fight. Yeah. Yeah, but she looks like this 12-year-old kind of teeny bopper Disney kid.
She does. That's the best, that was the best part about it, is that she did. She looked like a teeny bopper kid. She looked like she should be listening to Britney Spears or something, but here she is.
Well, there's one. There's a South Park where Cartman's making fun of that. There was one where there was a kind of plump 12-year-old girl, white girl, that was pregnant and was acting really street and like, I don't care. I take drugs all day long. I effed all sorts of guys.
Yep.
You can't tell me what to do. And there's one with Cartman dressed like that girl, like a tube top. Yeah.
I like I've seen that episode. It's a good
corrupt.
One. It's horrible. A funny episode.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a bad South Park episode. Was there?
Yeah, there are. I really don't like the one where what's her name blew her brains out. What was it?
I don't know.
Some beautiful people with an iPhone. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think one of my favorite episodes of all time had to be the Scientology one where they kept telling Tom Cruise to come out of the closet.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And they told the whole backstory of.
They had R. Kelly on there.
Now I'm trapped in the closet. Now I'm in the closet too.
Yeah. Did you ever hear a Weird Al Yankovic's parody of the Trapped in the Closet song?
The
drive through.
They forgot the onion.
Yeah. I'm glad that they turned that song into an entire episode of South Park making fun of Scientology.
I have a feeling that Vocal Fry, which we're probably going to get back into again, are the same kind of people who actually loved that whole trilogy of songs. What was the original thing?
It was in the closet. I think in the closet or. I forget what it was called.
Was called Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was so bad.
It was him trying to do an opera, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That's exactly what it was.
Like a concept album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah, it was Trapped in the Closet. It was 33 parts.
Oh, man. I remember watching VH1 when it came out, and you could tell the VJ was like, oh, this is fantastic. But you can see in his eyes, he was like, kill me. Please, I have to listen to this whole. It was so terrible.
Well, it was the whole thing was done with music videos too.
Like, they made
it the whole thing.
It did the whole thing.
You know how radio shows like I don't know who's that guy, the Morning Zoo crew guy that you guys like? I can never remember his name. The big one,
Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern. Shows like that always have like, you know, somebody doing sound effects, right?
Fred
Stern.
Fred.
We actually took ours and made an app out of it, so anybody can use it now. Yeah.
Always stroke head to tail. Yep.
And it's 100% Vocal Fry free. Oh, wait, no. Steve Miller's on there.
Not 100% Vocal Fry free.
Yeah, I forgot. Steve Miller has some tracks on there.
Okay, we'll introduce this.
Let's see. Here's Steve. I have this brand new app. Hang on. You should check it out. It's called
the real Steve.
Pocket Alibi. And it's fantastic.
Oh, that's not it. Okay, here's Steve.
I know he's really into big guys, but I don't know if he sounds like that.
Okay.
Want to go back to my place and watch Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom?
That was pretty un-Vocally Fry from him. You know what I've noticed about him, and this is important. Mm-hmm. This is what you didn't get, Jim. I'm trying to help you. Was that me or was that you? That was you.
That was not me.
Steve Miller gets a lot more Vocal Fry as the night goes on. Have you noticed that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's more like when he does podcast or radio. It's very whatever. But if he's doing stand up or if he's just doing something quick, then it's more like. So I have this wonderful story that I think you all should hear, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, let's hear. Listen. So let's find some more and see if he has any fry on any of these. All right.
Is this yak meat gluten free?
Yeah. See, there's no Vocal Fry in any of this, man.
Is this gap? And the nasally is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nasally is gone.
What are you doing tonight? You want to go cop blocking?
What are you doing tonight? Want to go cop blocking?
All right.
Yeah. It's kind of like how
your Bitcoin's on the nightstand.
None of these have vocal fry or very.
It's kind of like how I can do a really great Alex Jones when he's screaming, but when I talk it, it's not as good.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
Dave from Seeds of Liberty can do a spot on talking, but he can't do the yelling part. So we have to basically kind of trade places
Jack
if we were
Spratt
to do a whole
could
show.
Eat no fat.
Yeah.
His wife could do no yelling impersonations of Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And we like Alex Jones. Great guy. Does good work, and we're on his network. All right, so.
But what if
I like to do impressions.
Oh, I didn't mean that was accidental. Not for Alex.
I do impressions of all kinds of people, from people I don't like to people I do like. So it's not. I'm not making.
Yeah.
I do Steve Miller Miller, and I think he's great. Yeah. I like him so much. I put him on my podcast, and I'm ruining his career. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think Derek J, one of our host of the homosexual persuasion. I really think that Derek J is so amused by liberal triggering and liberal tears. I think he would be overjoyed if Trump did an executive order like outlawing gays in public or something. I really think Derek J would think it's hilarious. I like that in a gay.
By the way, what happened to him? I know I tried to tag him on something in Facebook a while ago, and he explains it.
On last night's show, he got kicked off Facebook forever.
Forever?
Something like that.
He got permabanned?
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. It was.
I remember he made some post, and I didn't particularly agree with it. Probably not talk about it on the radio. Something to do with the demographics in New Hampshire. Was that right?
I don't remember. Give me more.
So he was, I guess he's kind of slowly hopping on the alt-right train from what I understand.
Oh, no.
It seems like he is. I could be wrong, but I remember seeing a post.
I'll keep him on because he's Derek J. I don't care if he becomes a full-on Nazi. I'd keep him on this show because he's Derek J. Boy, that's going to get me kicked off radio.
That's what really is confusing about the alt-right stuff is you never know who's actually alt-right and who is just
trolling.
Who's trolling?
It's kind of like flat earthers.
Yeah. I don't think there are. Yeah, I think that's all a troll.
Except Jeff Berwick.
Except Berwick's buying into the troll.
I think that was just a giant. There's a lot of trolls that get out of hand though, and then some people buy into it.
I'm. If this whole kind of alt-right, there was Jared Taylor that's always been around, but I mean, like, the popularity of it, like 4chan used to always kind of joke about being fascist, but they were supporting Ron Paul. It was always kind of a big joke, like, oh yeah, we're fascist,
Well,
Nazi
you know who invented
but then they started taking it seriously.
It was David Bowie, and then later it was really, I think it was the singer and the Germs. Both of them at different times, the singer and the Germs said it on camera, and Bowie said it in a Rolling Stone interview. They both said at various times basically almost the exact same thing. And I've heard this echoed. This is like alt-right 101, is they say both of those singers said that, you know, that they respected Hitler. They think he had a great man with great ideas. Don't agree with killing everybody, but other than that, they like him. Yeah. That's what the alt-right, that's basically the premise of the alt-right, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I don't know if that's entirely true, if they don't agree with killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them do.
It's an umbrella term for people who are ethno-nationalists.
You know, I wonder how many of them are going to jump off now that someone who's, I guess, a professed alt-right murdered a bunch of people. I mean, that's going to thin out. That's going to bring.
Wait, hold on. What happened now?
Thin out the. Let me finish my sentence. And it's going to thin out the, the kind of wannabes. You told me about this, Jim. Didn't that guy in Montreal?
Guy in Quebec. That was me telling
you
about it.
No. What happened was there's a fake Reuters account. It's a parody account. It's like a,
okay.
And they were saying that Davis J. Arini, who's like an alt-right blogger, and he makes like a terrible YouTube channel too. I guess he lives in Vegas now. Unfortunately, actually, he goes to a pizza place that I frequent. So,
Obama.
Yeah, he lives here. And then there was another guy named Matt Forney, who everybody used to say I look like, except he started gaining a bunch of weight, and I started losing a bunch of weight.
There's a video of those him and four guys doing like a...
Yeah, but it's fake. It's not real.
They said it was him.
Yeah, they said it was him. It's not true. And David Bees and a bunch of other things out. He is all right, but
yeah.
He didn't shoot up a mosque. Who were you in Vegas?
Which guy?
Somebody shot up a mosque.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby. Hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark. Bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi, A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Everything is fake news. I can't tell what is real anymore. So, we should correct something, because we went out of the break kind of like with some weird stuff. So initially, when no one knew what was going on with the Quebec shooting, there was a fake Reuters account on Twitter that was posting things saying that a couple of alt-right bloggers that we mentioned before, Arini and Matt Forney, had done the shooting. That was false. And then another one came out where they were saying, like, oh, it was a couple of Muslims that shot up the thing. And that turns out, I'm just now learning, that too was
fake news. I knew that was false yesterday. Yeah,
that was fake news yesterday, man.
Yeah,
this is how. I've kind of been out of the news.
You're a couple days behind
It actually is an alt-righter, but it isn't Arini and Forney. It was some other alt-right guy. Which is also going to turn out to be fake news.
Jim is really excited about this and sent us like 8 emails about it, and I didn't even pay attention. And I have more right than he did. Because he hasn't looked it up since today. Yes, since yesterday, when it was all fake news.
Well, that was me sending you the emails.
That was not me.
Yeah, that was me.
Yes,
we're both named James. It confuses people.
Yeah.
But, the shooting guy was this Alexandre Bissonnette guy, who's a white French-Canadian anti-immigrant, far-right, alt-right troll.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before we went into all of, I was saying, you know, now that someone in the alt-right has murdered a bunch of people, I wonder how many, you know, like weekend alt-right warriors are going to disassociate from it, and how many truly sociopathic people who never identified with alt-right are going to show up. I don't know.
You're probably going to have a bunch of both of that, I'd assume. It might really expose the alt-right for who they really are. And
they're not
all
killers.
Well, when they're talking about, you know, throwing people from helicopters, I mean, I don't know.
And there's a lot of people who, you know, wouldn't go out and shoot a bunch of people because they don't have the, you know, means, opportunity, or motive, or, you know, they don't want to ruin their life and be shot by police, or they're just fantasizing. But too, like, I often wonder when people say things like that, like, you know, they're probably people who never will kill anyone in their life, but if it were legal, you know, and suddenly, like, they said, okay, we're going to go up in this helicopter, do you want to come and push liberals out of it? They probably
would. Purge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to joke about the helicopter thing because it is sort of a meme, but I never really took it seriously. But there's people who definitely do take it seriously, and there's people who still think it's a joke. Yeah, but there's some people who think it would be it's a joke, but it's kind of hard to distinguish the two anymore.
I still think Cantwell's going to end up on the evening news like shooting up a bunch of people and either getting killed by cops or serving life in prison.
Well, he almost did that. He almost he came really close.
Passed his self defense, though. I mean, whether he went into it or not, and there was no. There was no ideological component. It was just crazy guy with a gun wanted to like play cop.
Well, that's but, what he was. He provoked a self defense situation.
Just wait until you add meth to that situation.
It's gonna be really.
A year before he said he was doing meth. I knew it. I could tell. There's one thing about
meth is really kind of hard to hide.
But he tried to hide it the most. He admitted it during the Kokesh debate with him.
Heroin addicts can like work as executives in offices. I've known some who did. You know, as long as it's a lot easier to hide if you have brown eyes, though, because if you have blue eyes, you can see that your eyes are pinned from 20 feet away. But if you have brown eyes or really dark eyes, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, so, and it's usually a difference.
Don't know.
Yeah, it's usually if they smoke it, if they smoke meth, it's even worse. That's like the worst way you can do it, because that's the one that that's the one that get all that, you know, have meth mouth, and they're all standing outside of the liquor store, you know, trying to do, look like they're trying to break dance. They're just looking for their cigarette.
The weird thing is too, like, there's all. I'm not saying meth's good. I've done a lot of meth. I mean, it's been 25 years. I didn't really like it, but if I couldn't get heroin and meth was around, I'd do some. And then, you know, spend 2 days locked in a room wearing lingerie in front of a mirror, sticking things up my butt.
No, I've never done that. I've never done meth, but I did work with people at a factory who did meth, and they were pretty decent workers, though.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm trying to say
give them something to do. They're productive.
Yeah, like not every meth monkey I ever met looked like those, you know, police pictures where they show someone aging of each arrest, of, you know, ending up looking like insane zombies. Like, I knew people who did meth every day, all day, for years, and you know, none of them could really hold jobs, but they, you know, other than dealing meth, but you know, they didn't look crazy. So I think that that's kind of, I don't know if it's a fiction when the police put up posters like that, but and I think it really can ruin your life, but part of it is whether you can get it or not, and whether it's pure or not. In San Francisco, you can get it and it's pure, and it doesn't have any impurities in it, really. Compared to a bathtub.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
That one had balls of fire. What was that?
So bad.
I met this really, really cute sumo the other day. He was absolutely gorgeous.
And Obama.
And he had the prettiest mouth you ever seen in your life.
So I went to break not knowing we were going to break because I don't like ads if I don't make them. And I turned the ads down. So I turned the feed down. So I didn't hear us go to break. And I was ranting like a fiend about how meth isn't as dangerous as it sounds and probably got cut off mid-sentence. Sounding like a meth head, but I'm not.
For educational purposes only.
James, that's funny.
Yeah, this all kind of ties back into voodoo pharmacology.
Said voodoo pharmacology, you meant like BS ideas about drugs. I thought you meant like scopolamine, like the drugs that they give people to do. Do you know about how like people have... Scopolamine turns you into a zombie, basically. There's a documentary from Vice that's really good about it. I think it's called The Most Dangerous Drug in the World. It's a Datura. It's a plant. You can extract a strong powder from it. Mm-hmm. There's a common thing, supposedly, in South America, like just walking up somebody and blowing it in their face. And then they basically become your unwitting slave. Like, you know, you can not only have sex with them, but you can have them go, like, rob a bank for you and they'll do it.
Yeah, it's a very scary drug that exists, really.
Yeah, and people, it's believed that some of the mythology about zombies actually existing, and some religious beliefs about, like, you know, Jesus rising from the grave or whatever. You know, that's the thing too. Like, so Jesus, I guess he turned down the bottle of hemp, whatever they gave him, to like lessen the thing. But yeah, but you know, they would give criminals sometimes, you know, some drug to like make killing them, executing them less painful. You know, kind of as a mercy thing. I wonder if scopolamine was ever one of them. And like, you know, sometimes people will be like, you know, if they don't embalm you in countries or cultures where they don't embalm you, if you're, you know, there have been people who've been on scopolamine and been pronounced dead, had a funeral and like sat up in the coffin because they were on scopolamine, and it can like lower your pulse to like 2 beats a minute, and you're still alive. You're kind of in suspended animation if you take enough of it.
Yeah, I remember that Datura stuff used to grow all over the place in Southern California, and there were like,
smells great.
And a friend of mine used to go on Irrawit and just try to find these like weird obscure drugs, Irrawit. And he stumbled across Datura, and he was like, "Oh, this stuff grows everywhere," and it's weird because the plants, if you walk up to the plant, it smells like peanut butter. That's how you know it's the most eerie thing ever. And they have like these little pods, and you open up the pods, and then you eat the seeds. Don't do this, and they say like, "Oh, really it makes you hallucinate." This is not hallucination. Like,
this isn't nod, wink, wink, don't do this. Only. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really, I've done it. Don't do it.
It's basically almost like only. It's almost like being poisoned and surviving through it and being completely delirious in the process. Yeah, really everybody who I knew who tried this came out of it like, don't ever do that. That was the worst experience of my life. It's like survive. Yeah, it's like surviving a poisoning. Great.
James, would you say that
He's our new Fred.
James, is it easier now that I've alphabetized them?
Yeah, it's nice now that you alphabetized it. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I asked Jim on the show if I should do this, and he was like, "Yeah, I guess so." But I'm really glad I did. It was a lot of work, man. Because you know it's pretty easy to alphabetize them in Microsoft Word, but then you have to like manually, you know, renumber each one in the program. So, but you'll know that because Jim is learning to program, right, Jim?
Yeah.
You're going to be the new Fiends programmer.
Yep. So that's my new little thing. I got a couple of Raspberry Pis being sent to me, and they're taking forever because they're coming from Canada. But it was the only place that I can find a Raspberry Pi that didn't cost $20. And Raspberry Pi Zero. Raspberry Pi Zeros are the $5 version of the Raspberry Pi. And they're actually smaller than a business card. It's the most insane
thing ever. Yeah, but you know what? Really for programming, you should buy the most powerful one you can
get. I got a 3 and I got a 0. But I kind of wanted to have like a little side one so I could make it do some stuff. While the screen is off, just, you know, have it plug in. I have it automatically run a script, connect to the Wi-Fi, and, you know, do terrible, I mean, good things. Wonderful thing.
Sorry, yeah. I accidentally hit that, and I figured I'd let it play. So,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, but. So, you were going to do some more. Was this on break, or since we came back? I wanted you to do some more vocal fry, Steve Miller.
Yeah, so Jim is learning how to be a programmer so he can produce the next Fiend phone and compete with you. And that's what he's trying to do right now. So
it'll be called Jim Phone.
Yeah. Competing with him.
Cock.
I like that one. That one sounds funnier with the female one.
Cock.
Yeah.
Now, a word from our sponsor, colloidal uranium enemas to keep away the new world order.
Yeah, so I'm gonna learn how to do some Python and then kind of branch out from there. But Python, you know, kind of great toe in the shallow end of programming. Yeah,
then you gotta learn C++ so you can do cryptocurrency
kind of
stuff.
Party, I'm just gonna take off my clothes and dance on national television.
Hey James, if we ever have a show and nobody shows up except you, you could probably do the whole show with that.
Just do the whole show. soundboard a show.
Yeah, why not? If you had two phones to do it though, like two turntables. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have them going soundboard at the same time. Show. Talk to each other.
Yeah. Cook. Cook. Yeah.
I think the only way I could get through a Molyneux video is if he had a Fred.
Oh, you know, there was some woman I was talking to today whose boyfriend is a Fiend fan, and she does not like the Fiends for some reason. And I said to her, you know, would you listen to the Fiends if we talked on the Fiends about how you don't like the Fiends? And she said she really doesn't want that done. So I want to find her name. Oh, it's Angie Bedouin. Is this her name? B-E-A-U-D-O-I-N. Bedouin. Angie Bedouin. Doesn't like the Fiends and is triggered. So there it is. Yeah.
Doesn't like the Fiends.
How can you not like that? But she said...
She's my friend.
Is she? Or friend or Facebook friend?
Allegedly. Facebies.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you should write her right now and say we're talking about her on the Freedom Fiends. Seriously.
I don't want
to. She said, I don't want to listen to the Fiends. I'm too busy listening to Molyneux.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That is not good.
Yeah. It's just a phase.
Especially since Molyneux's kind of wrapped up in this kind of pseudoscientific psychology, like the RK selection thing, which, I mean, the RK selection thing, it's a great analogy when you're talking about, like, oh, personality types, and we're going to use this kind of you know, analogy to explain, you know, the kind of mindset behind these people. That's okay. But saying that RK, it's in your genes, it's completely false. Yeah. RK is a complete... It was a theory that was kind of, it wasn't even a theory. It was a hypothesis that was thrown around in the 70s, and it was discredited in the 80s, and that should have been the end of it.
Our friend who's a DNA scientist and owns companies that help DNA type people with cancer to give them more targeted treatments. Who knows?
Who was actually
part of Kevin McKernan said that the K hypothesis is BS. So yeah. I will take his word.
There was
for
a lot of empirical
Cantwell's.
Studies that came out. Yeah, I mean, there's some other things, you know, like. Like, you know, brain structures and can kind of make you prone to be left or right. But how many times have you seen people who are conservatives who will come out and say, like, oh, yeah, I used to be a full-blown Marxist, and vice versa, who were, you know, I mean, there's a couple people that I've talked to who are full-on, like, you know, tankies or, you know, who originally were anarcho-capitalists. So, you know,
that's
you,
rare,
you can
though.
Change,
people
you don't change
go-
your genetics. Yeah.
People usually go from socialist lefty or lefty in general to libertarian, not the other way around. The only people who, you know, I was going to say people don't usually go from libertarian to far right, but
they do.
Then there was the alt-right. Yeah, but you know who said that? There's a couple talk show hosts who say that they did that. One is, who's the old guy who looks like older than dirt on Fox News?
Man, I know who you're talking about.
Irish guy, drunken Irishman.
Don't
O'Reilly.
Oh, Wiener.
O'Reilly. No, O'Reilly.
No, I think it was Wiener.
I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly was like, yeah, when I was younger, you know, I read some Ayn Rand, but then I grew up. And also, pretty much the same thing
liar,
was said by...
He's a socialist and a beast.
He is. Who's the leftist guy who does the talk show? I don't remember his name.
Bill Maher? He used to say he was a libertarian. No. He said he used to be or something like that.
Oh, he still says he's a libertarian.
I thought he said, last I heard, Glenn he said Beck. He used to be.
Nah, I don't know.
Who cares?
To the complaint department.
<didn't use> that one.
Allow me to direct you to the complaint department.
Oh, that would have been a great one to use a little bit ago.
Yeah, for the alt-right.
Oh, the complaint department for...
Yeah, the complaint department for us not being liked.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
I don't know. I'm kind of friends with her boyfriend, so I'm not going to pull out the zipper on her.
Bad touch.
What in the happy Halloween are you talking about?
Yeah, I think it was kind of funny that Bill Whittle showed up on Molyneux and was talking about that RK selection thing.
I am what is necessary.
And then Molyneux was like, oh yeah, it's kind of interesting how genetics plays a role in it. And then Bill Whittle was like, no, it's not genetics. This is just an analogy. You're getting it wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired of this whole, like, oh, yeah, like, because some races have lower IQ, therefore, you know, we can never have a truly libertarian society because, you know, they had low IQ, and completely forgetting that back in the day, there were high IQ people that they always talked about were the original people who they were claiming that were low IQ and were, you know, the denizens of society who were creating like drug houses and stealing white women and prostituting them. And that was the Japanese. that was what they used to paint them as back in the day. And now they're the pillars of what they want the white race to be. So
the alt-right love the Japanese. Yeah.
They love the Japanese.
They spend too much time on 4chan.
Yeah.
Looking at what's that kind of porn called?
Yeah, but pre-war Japanese were
animated.
We're not doing well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
always the same propaganda.
So I got some. I got a couple announcements here. One is so
make it quick. We're going to break. And,
yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Are these people always ask, where were you when Kennedy was shot? And I say, well, I don't have an alibi.
I like that. Yeah, it wasn't me. I have an alibi. I was in my mama's belly when Kennedy was shot.
This is just a joke.
Yeah. So I got a couple of quick things. Everyone should go watch a couple documentaries. If some fiends watch them, we can discuss them. One is Lo and Behold, L-O and Behold by Werner Herzog, who great documentary, who made a lot of cool movies, including Grizzly Man. And I was on the one of my most bragtastic moments ever to me was, and I still have a copy of this somewhere, I should scan it. When the Selby movie was in the Deauville American Film Festival in Deauville, France, and they flew me there to present it. When you opened up the program for it, my movie was on one page and the opposite page was Grizzly Man. I was like, I've arrived, man. That was fun too, because I was staying in a hotel with, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. down the hall in the same hotel. And then I went home to Hollywood where, like, I was washing my socks out in the sink because I didn't have money for laundry. Good times. So Lo and Behold by Werner Herzog. There was another one I watched. It was really, really good. It was called Kill Switch. These are both documentaries about the internet that are on Netflix. Kill Switch kind of gets a little bit into, like, we need net neutrality, but it's people who don't understand why that's not the answer. But it's a really, really good documentary about the internet. Lo and Behold is more about the history of the internet and a lot of stuff I didn't even know that I've studied a lot. And then the other documentary is about preventing censorship on the internet. So Pepe Le Pepe was my name for the French Canadian. You like that? For the French Canadian alt-right killer?
Yep. Pepe Le Pepe. That works.
Yeah. So there was...
But I don't like that the alt-right is appropriating that meme.
Why?
It was a delicious meme back in the day.
It was. It was a great meme back in the day, and they've kind of just taken a meme that had nothing to do with them and turned it into their stuff. Yeah.
So are you saying that you are when you see people?
I'm going to go ahead and re-expropriate the meme back. I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
Take Pepe back.
So I got the name. I got the name Pepe Le Pepe as a French Canadian alt writer from. There was a gay filmmaker named Bruce LeBruce who was from Quebec. French-Canadian, and I thought that was, like, a pretty funny kind of... It was a punk rock dude. I thought that was a pretty funny made-up punk rock gay name, Bruce LeBruce. But he made a film called No Skin Off My Ass, And they used a bomb song in the end of it. The end credits of it is the bomb song, B-E-A-F-A-G, which is the chords of the song, and the only lyrics of the song are "be a fag" over and over and over. And it's not like most bomb music. It's like straight up punk rock, like kind of like Ramones. And they used that in the end of that movie. That movie was also, Kurt Cobain said it was his favorite movie. It's on, it's a little bit about it on, I think it's on YouTube actually, if you want to see No Skin Off My Ass. But this is kind of weird. Somebody wrote me the other day, a French Canadian gay filmmaker who wanted to use that same song. I was like, what is it about gay French Canadian filmmakers that they want to use that one song? But he wanted to use it for a documentary he's making about, I don't even know what it's called. What is it? What's, Queercore. Do you guys know what Queercore is? I mean, it's pretty obvious from the name.
It's pretty obvious. Wasn't there a punk band called the Queers?
The Queers are not queer, though, and the Queers are still together.
Oh, okay.
And they're from the town where Derek J lives in, or the area, you know, the Seacoast region there where Derek J lives. I actually sent a link about the Queers to Derek J the other day. Because he likes music, and he's gay, and he lives in New Hampshire. So I figured, you know, he'd have to like them. They've been around forever, though. They've been around for like 20, 25 years, something like that. But, yeah. So what else you guys got? We got like 1 minute. Oh, I just got a Boner Records just sent me a royalty statement for this year. Bomb, my old band, earned $8.
Not nice. Bad. Not yeah. bad for a year.
Yeah, for punk rock, that's pretty good, man.
Getting that Google Play money. You were listening to it. He's listening to his old albums on it.
Yeah.
That's about what you paid for the month for Google Play, right?
Yeah, 10 for that and Red. I've been liking Google Play, man. It's like any song I've ever listened to, except some really obscure punk rock stuff. Are the Residents on there? I haven't checked, Jim.
Yes. Nice. Also, the Black Angels are on there. They're awesome.
Nice. I don't know them, but nice.
You should listen to them. They're awesome. Passover is their best album. Phosphine Dreams, good too.
Big a Choke.
And the Beatles. The Beatles love.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. Worms. Worms.